Just watch more film and just get the younger guys and everybody just step up and just do their job and just enhance what we've been doing good and just get better. I mean, fixing what we've been feeling at.
What was going through your mind when you saw the two of them go down on that first drive?
I mean, it was hard to see. I mean, two great players, J.J. and Whitney, great players, great pass rushers. I mean, it was kind of hard, but we just had to keep playing and just try to fight through it.
Do you put it on yourself to step up now with the two of them out?
I mean, I've been trying to be a leader throughout this whole season to try to get everybody lined up, try to do my job, and just try to make sure everybody's in the right spot. So,
can you guys just versatility of guys up front help you? Obviously, you can do things maybe not exactly the same, but differently.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that can do it all. We got a lot of great role players, a lot of leaders on this defense. Just going to need some guys just to step up and just do their job high as possible.
What did you guys say to each other after you knew that both those guys be done and what you guys have to do? Obviously, you have to move forward from it.
Yeah, me getting the play call, and I was just trying to get everybody to focus and just tell them just play one play at a time. Let's try to make a play. We try to get a turnover and just do our job.
What are some things that you've learned since playing with JJ and playing with Whitney that you think will help you in these next few weeks? Any advice they've given you or things that you've learned from them?
Like I was just saying, just play one play at a time. JJ Whit brings a lot of juice to the field. Whitney's a great leader, man. We always talking on the field on third down when I'm rushing or whatever. But they bring a lot of juice to this defense. They do a lot for us. And like I said, we just kind of get somebody to step up and just do our job.